Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Nathan. And today's unforgettable adventures take us to Burundi, where we unpack travel trips, tips for Christian explorers.
Well, everyone, we are back today to talk about this amazing country, and I'm so excited. But before we dive in, just want to touch base with Bro here about some bucket list things. I know we're moving into late spring, early summer, winter's starting to melt away, but I recently discovered ice skating through forests. Like, this is a thing. They make trails that are made of ice, and you can ice skate through them and instead of, like, during the winter months. And so I'm going to be planning that for this winter. Bro, what's something on your bucket list for this year?
That sounds almost dangerous. My ice skating ability, I'd be hitting every tree.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And these places sometimes have really cool lighting. I don't know. I just, like, and it's not like a tiny skating rink. It's not like where we're all just, like, bumping into each other in the middle of a city. Like, you are skating through Narnia. It looks beautiful to me.
Well, yeah, that does sound really cool if you're good enough at skating to do it.
I take it you're not.
No, I actually went ice skating last weekend, and it was the first time I've ever went, and I was holding onto the wall most of the time, feels like.
Oh, man.
Which is a little intimidating when there's, like, little kids just skating circles around you, but I got a little bit better as time went on.
Fair. Okay. Any bucket list things on your agenda?
For this summer, my friends and I talked about doing a half Ironman, which is just like a big triathlon. I think it's like a mile swim, a 60 or so mile bike ride, and then a half marathon. I'm not exactly sure that's the exact correct distances, but something like that. And so I really like running. I ran a marathon before, and I like biking too. Swimming is the one that I'll have to work on, but that's something that would be really cool to do.
Oh man. Okay. So I know you tend to be a bit of an instigator, and I know that you got your friends to do, did they do a marathon with you or a half marathon with you in the past?
They did a marathon with me this last summer.
Oh man. And I know that at the end of it, you just, like, can't stop moving because you're in so much pain. And you managed to convince them to add more things to that?
I mean, I think they think it's going to be easier because you don't have to run as far. And they're pretty strong swimmers. So maybe this one would be the challenge for me. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're excited to find out more. But let's go ahead and dive into Burundi. Have you ever heard of this country before?
I feel like I've heard of it maybe, but other than that, I don't know pretty much anything about it.
Yes, until I did my research, definitely wasn't on my radar. It's a fairly small country in Africa, so let's go ahead and find it on a map. Burundi is a landlocked country located in eastern Africa, and it's bordered by 6 different countries. Its size is approximately equivalent to the U.S. state of Maryland, and it has a tropical climate with distinct wet and dry seasons. The best time to visit is during the dry season from June to September, and its biomes include savannas and highland areas, offering diverse landscapes for exploration. And honestly, pretty much year-round, temperatures range from 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, so with an exception of humidity playing a role, it's a pretty even temperature.
Interesting. I would think for that location it'd be a little bit warmer, maybe during times, but it seems like a pretty good temperature.
Yeah, not too bad. I don't know. It's so close to equator, you'd think a lot warmer, but yeah. Let's go ahead and look at a couple Bible verses that come to mind. Nathan, would you go ahead and read our first one?
Yeah, our first one comes from Psalm chapter 46, verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And yeah, this is one of my favorites. Something I'm always looking to when I'm having a bad day or, you know, just need a little extra strength.
Absolutely. From 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 5, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Seems a little redundant, a lot of words of comfort, but I think God's really trying to get a point the point across that it's because of his own comfort, his own peace that he gives us, that we can in turn comfort others. Yes. And with that, we also have some reflection questions to help get you thinking before we dive into this country. So I'll take the first one. How might viewing this country give you a new perspective on your own culture and faith? And what assumptions might be tested? This is always a good one to start to recognize that even though as a Christian, we might walk through seasons of doubt or encounter people who live out their faith, like they still believe in Jesus, but they live it out differently, that we can still be learning and growing from those experiences.
Yeah, for sure. Our next reflection question is, if you had to sum up the essence of your faith in a short phrase, how might you explain it to someone from this country? And I think this is always an interesting exercise, something useful to do. Even if you're not visiting Burundi, if you're just, you know, talking your faith to someone you know, it's always important to know how to sum it up in a way that's easy to understand and really explains what you believe.
Absolutely. Next we have, how might the history, culture, and values of the country shape the local expression of Christianity there? Coming from a Western culture, we kind of see Christianity portrayed in a certain light and in a certain way. How might it look different in this country?
Yeah, for sure. And then our last reflection question is, how might Christians who live here interpret biblical teachings like hospitality, justice, family, and community differently than you? Mm-hmm. So yeah, this might speak a little bit about the cultural differences that face us versus Burundi.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and look at some of the cultural context and how they live, what they believe overall as a country. So while we've never been there, we've done our research to the best of our ability so that we can present this to you. First of all, the official language of Burundi is Kirundi, French, and English. So three different official languages. But Kirundi is the most widely spoken. In terms of religious dynamics, the country is largely Christian. In fact, 62% of the people there are Roman Catholic, 21.6% Protestant, 2.3% Seventh-day Adventist, 6.1% have no religious affiliation, 3.7% are indigenous religious groups, and 2.5% are Muslim.
Yeah, in addition to that, some of the background of Christianity in Burundi. Protestantism was brought to Burundi by Germans in the early 20th century, but it was Catholicism that was introduced during the Civil War in the mid-20th century that stuck around after their declaring their independence in 1962. From 1993 to 2005, the Burundian Civil War, which was a genocide, happened, and it was ethnic tensions between the Hutu and Tutsi ethnic groups. Many children were used by both sides of the war, and unfortunately, it is estimated the death tolls were about 300,000.
That is very devastating, and I believe that some of those effects are still very prevalent in their culture today. In terms of like making a connection with someone and understanding how to have some good cultural etiquette practices, here are some things to keep in mind. It's important to dress modestly. Their culture is not one to practice revealing clothing in any way. Physical contact should be very conservative, even just like patting someone on the shoulder, especially someone of the opposite gender. It's important, as I talk with my left hand, it's important to use your right hand. The left hand is seen as being pretty immodest. And know that things move at a slower pace, which I know fits your tempo bro pretty well. Also avoid using your hands too much, as I again talk with my hands, as this is a sign of lack of calmness. I don't know, maybe because I'm on camera, I'm not calm enough right now, bro.
I guess. I mean, I just use my hands there too, so it's kind of a natural way to speak when you're presenting or even talking to someone you're close with, so that's something definitely to keep in mind.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, we normally spend some time talking about some of the other religions and how we can witness, but today we're going to skip that as it is largely a Christian religion here. However, there are plenty of episodes to talk about different religious beliefs if you are curious, and links will be below. But let's take a closer look at some of the amazing places that we can view or visit in Burundi. Nathan, what do we have first?
Yeah, first you can visit Lake Tanganyika. Begin your journey by exploring Lake Tanganyika, one of the world's largest and deepest freshwater lakes. Relax on its shores, take a boat trip, or engage in water activities. The scenic beauty and serene atmosphere provide a perfect introduction to Burundi's natural wonders. So yeah, if you really like the water, you're a person that likes to get out on the boat, that might be a place for you.
Absolutely. To note, this lake is not like just in Burundi. As we saw, Burundi is a pretty small country, so it is bordered by other countries, and there's lots of really cool national parks around it. But I've been in a freshwater lake before. It's one of those memories that you'll never forget. So I think this might be something worth visiting. Another one of the places to visit is the capital city, Bujumbura. It's vibrant markets, colonial architecture, and cultural attractions await. Visit the Livingstone Stanley Monument, explore the Central Market, and stroll along the palm-lined streets to experience the city's unique charm. It's definitely a very bustling place for sure.
Yeah, and if you're into some of the like smaller sides of cities, it's not going to be a huge city. I think the population's a little under 500,000, so might be a little more chill and cool to experience if you're into that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
All right, next we have Explore Gishora Drum Sanctuary. Head to Gishora, a village known for its sacred drum sanctuary. The drums hold cultural significance and are used in ceremonies and rituals. A visit to Gishora provides insight into the importance of drums in Burundian culture and the role they play in traditional ceremonies. So yeah, that's something if you're really looking to get into that Burundian culture, see things that you definitely wouldn't see anywhere else, that's a place you would want to go.
Absolutely. And they dress in such vibrant colored outfits. I don't know. I feel like I would get very wrapped up in the moment there. Next up, we have the Rusizi National Park. Explore biodiversity within the park, home to many diverse wildlife and bird species. Take a boat trip on the river to witness hippos, crocodiles, and various waterfowl, including flamingos. And the park offers a unique opportunity to connect with some of Burundi's natural beauty. I don't know, seeing hippos in the wild makes me think of I used to be a middle school guide, not a teacher, but a guide, and one of my learners was absolutely obsessed with hippos, so that sparks my interest just from that point.
Interesting. It reminds me of the game Hungry Hungry Hippos. I used to play that one.
Yeah.
Really fun one there.
Yeah, classic.
All right, then we have next, explore the enchanting Kibera National Park. This is a biodiverse haven in the heart of Burundi. You can immerse yourself in guided nature walks through lush rainforest trails, spotting vibrant bird species, and embracing the serenity of this tropical landscape. Don't miss the chimpanzee habitation experience, a unique opportunity to witness the daily lives of these fascinating primates. Take a moment to picnic by the picturesque Lake Ruihinda, surrounded by nature's tranquility. Engage with local communities to learn about the cultural significance of the forest. Kibera National Park invites you to discover the harmonious blend of biodiversity and cultural heritage in Burundi.
Awesome. When I think of getting to see some of these animals that I've only ever seen in a zoo out in the wild, that absolutely fascinates me. And then also, I totally want to just take a banana with me and feed a monkey in the wild. Would it just steal it out of my pocket? I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds almost dangerous. I wonder how different they are in the wild compared to the zoo.
That's probably a valid point. Probably a valid point. And of course, while you're visiting Burundi, there's some important ways that you can continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord. One is to worship with local vibrant churches. If you're looking for English speaking services, we have a directory for our members on our website. So head to christiantravelers.net to check that out. Of course, you can support faith-based education efforts, and pray for peace and forgiveness in a country that's had some struggles. Encourage the revival of youth to the faith, and just look for opportunities to sing God's praises. So,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the country's faced a lot of hardships, so it's definitely important to be mindful of that and to be able to offer any support that you can while you're visiting.
Absolutely. So, Nathan, after exploring this country, what are your thoughts? Will this one make it onto your travel list?
I think this would make it on the travel list kind of as a road trip or like visiting around Africa. I think the animals would be really interesting, but I'm not sure it'd be the absolute top of my list.
Yeah. That's fair. I think we're all called to different places and different times and different seasons, but it's still nice to be aware of what God's created around the world and what makes so many cultures so unique. I also second you that the safari and like the nature elements would be very interesting, but being honest, probably not going to be on the top of my list either. Also, so Christian travelers, whether Burundi makes it on your list or not, if you're looking for opportunities to connect with other believers on your adventures, or to share in some of your niche passions, whether that's photography, cruising, RVing, backpacking, you name it, you can head over to christiantravelers.net and join our amazing community. You can even plan some of your own trips and invite others. In fact, some of the trips that are coming up include a women's retreat, Immortal Rock Fest, and more. You can see the most up-to-date list in our comments or by heading to our website, christiantravelers.net.
And don't forget to join the network. If you'd like to connect with us or share your travel experiences, you can do that at hello@christiantravelers.net.
Absolutely. Well, would you guys go ahead and join me in prayer? Dear Lord, thank you so much for this amazing country, for the unique creatures that you have made there, and for these amazing people. Despite all of their hardships, Lord, we ask that there may be a revival in the youth to know your love and to shine your light, and that any broken bridges there, that they may be forgiven and healed, and that all those that consider traveling there may have a very safe journey that reflects your love. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, Christian travelers, thank you so much for tuning in today. And until next time, safe travels and God bless.